This is All Things Considered on WCAI. Good afternoon. I'm Steve Junker. What a week we've had in the weather. A couple of overnights well in the 20s, a couple of wintry days, and then today we've got highs in the upper 50s. With us to talk weather, as he often does on Fridays, meteorologist Phil Burt of CapeCodWeather.net. Hi, Phil.
Good afternoon, Steve.
Phil, what about this week? I drained all my hoses and outdoor faucets on Monday night. Today I went and turned them on again.
Yeah, kind of, I guess, sort of typical transition season weather, really, although the extremes are a little bit on the high side and low side of what we might be used to. But, yeah, as you mentioned there, the beginning of the week, big, strong cold front pushed through. And as it looked when we previously talked, that there would be a pretty good cold shot. Temperatures on Tuesday actually fell into the lower 30s during the day, which is pretty amazing for this time of year. And as most people know, it snowed throughout the day. And then that cold air stuck right through Wednesday. Again, Wednesday temperatures with sunshine in November struggled to get out of the 30s, which is pretty impressive, well below normal. Average low temperature on that day was about what the high ended up being, around up 37, 38 degrees there on Wednesday. But then that cold high pressure pushed offshore. Winds came back around from the south and west, and really a bunch of mild air from the central part of the country has come kind of screaming back into New England. So we're on the moderating trend. Yesterday we were close to 50. Today, as you mentioned, up into the upper 50s. And we'll kind of continue with those temperatures right through the weekend in the middle and upper 50s.
Let's talk about the weekend. A lot of clouds in the forecast.
Yeah, there's a weak weather system down in the southern part of the United States. It's going to continue to weaken as it moves northeast, where it's going to pass off the mid-Atlantic. Its moisture really kind of disappearing as it does so, but enough of it remaining in the atmosphere to kind of bring some clouds in. So I think tomorrow, definitely more clouds around than sunshine, but it'll still be mild, temperatures up into the 50s. And then Sunday, kind of the same deal, although I think there should be a little more sun, but again, middle, maybe upper 50s, clouds coming in later in the day because another fairly strong cold front is going to make a move towards us as we start next week.
Well, let's talk about that quickly. Rain is going to come with that, is that right?
Yeah, that front will get into our area first thing on Monday. Monday as a whole looks like pretty much a wet day, gusty south winds, very mild for time with temperatures, you know, up near 60 with almost a bit of a humid feel and showers, maybe some downpours embedded in there. That front will push offshore Monday afternoon, Monday night, and we'll go back into a weather pattern similar to what we've been in, really, which is a period Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday with a cold shot of temperatures in the upper 30s, lower 40s by day. Definitely a wet day on Monday, dries out thereafter.
Meteorologist Phil Burt, you can follow his forecast at CapeCodWeather.net. Thanks, Phil.
Thanks.